Today is Monday, April 28th, 2008. You're listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. Well, everyone knew it wouldn't be long until Al Sharpton got his voice heard in the tragic case of the groom that was shot by police detectives in New York, and those police detectives were recently acquitted of that shooting. Story is on the AP. Hundreds of angry people marched through Harlem on Saturday after the Reverend Al Sharpton promised to close the city down to protest the acquittals of three police detectives in the 50-shot barrage that killed a groom on his wedding day and wounded two friends. Sharpton said, "We strategically know how to stop the city so people stand still and realize that you do not have the right to shoot down unarmed, innocent civilians." Sharpton was joined by the family of 23-year-old Sean Bell, a black man, and a friend of Bell, who was wounded in the 2006 shooting outside a Queens strip club. Two of the three officers charged were also black. Now, I'm not sure of all the facts in this case. I've seen the reports on TV. It's tragic. It's bringing race relations to a head in New York and across North America. But Al Sharpton coming forward and making comments like that, like he knows all the facts in the case, one must only remember Tawana Brawley and think about Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton, you don't know all the facts. Give peace a chance, and you're not going to shut down New York. You're not able to. Let's see what can be done. And remember Tawana Brawley. I'm Dana Pretzer.